In New York City early in my career, I was lucky enough to be involved in a bank robbery with hostages. There were two bank robbers inside. One guy was a highly manipulative person. I'm talking to him and suddenly this female comes on the phone. She says, I'm okay. And I'm completely caught off guard. And he takes the phone back away from her. And it was his way of reminding us he had hostages without making a threat. Because he was smart enough that he knew that if he tempted fate too much, there's a pretty good chance that a sniper would take him out. He didn't want that. He wanted to figure his way out. While he was inside, part of the bank was under construction, so what he did was he took a lot of the bank money and he set it on fire in the middle of the floor, and then he hid a lot of bank money in a construction in the walls, obviously with the plan, they're going to think that it was all burned up. I'm going to be able to come out of here when I come back here when I get a chance, when I'm out on bail, and I'm going to grab the spare money and I'm going to get out of here. That's how he convinced himself that it was finally okay to surrender.